Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Hey, my name is Anita Smith. I'm so glad you're here today. And we're here for leadership, right? We are here because we want to be better leaders. And so how do we do that? One thing that I do is I look at the leadership distinctions. And I work with professionals who have gone through some trauma in their life. And we deal with, you know, some of the emotional, we deal with mindset, we deal with behaviors, the way they think. And there are specific distinctions in leadership that actually help to accelerate the process. And there's 12 of them. And those 12 leadership distinctions are what we guide ourselves through to make sure that we have a checkpoint, right? We always need a checkpoint, a place to start. And when we are looking at the possibilities in life of what we can create and how we can move forward in life, these distinctions come in handy so well. So what is the first distinction? It is that leaders have a very powerful vision. They can taste it. They can feel it. They put themselves in that position and it compels them forward so that they are in this position of non-negotiable. It's their vision is so big. It's like this. If you think you have a big vision, it's probably not big enough, because if it's not compelling you forward, then you're not going to be invested. And another aspect of leadership is, how enrolled are you? Are you enrolled in your vision? And is it the thing that is driving you? The second distinction is, leaders are very committed to their vision. And that's where the enrollment really takes place. When leaders are committed to their vision, it's a non-negotiable. It's a spot or a place that they use to determine whether or not it's a vision that's big enough, it's going to have a purpose behind it. It is something that's going to be impactful. They can see how it's going, what the outcome is going to be, and be able to really put value and purpose behind it. For example, if you were the leader of an organization that was raising funds, you would see that, especially around Christmas time, someone who is really in need is going to benefit from all the work that they're going to do and the families that they're going to impact, and the way that is going to just bring so much gratification back to keep the momentum and the energy flowing in that. The third distinction of a true leader is they live by value. They live by integrity. They live by their word. So if they say they're going to do what they're going to do, they carry it out to the end. And it is something that is not going to be, where you're not going to allow roadblocks into this process. Those value systems All right, I will continue. We had a little technical issue here. And yeah, I did freeze for a couple minutes. But I'm back now, so look out. So, and continuing with the leadership distinctions, I was talking about leadership distinction number three, where leaders live by their values. And when we are speaking of values, we're talking attitudes, decisions, behaviors, the way they think, the way they project and into a situation, right? And their values are much higher, and their anticipation of what the project is, what the people can do, and how they can impact the people around them. So leadership distinction number four ties right into this, because it's really how they empower others around them and how what kind of effect that they have on other individuals, their inspiration abilities, their ability to look at the possibilities of what something can be. Because leaders make something out of nothing, right? They can create. They're looking at the possibilities. And what is the outcome that they're looking for? What is the outcome and the result that they can create? And leaders are very determined. They're courageous. They are inspiring. They are powerful. And it's not so much in a demeanor where they feel like they are need to come in and bulldoze, so to speak. There are very soft-spoken leaders that I know, but it's their presence and it's their value systems and what they believe in. And we did touch a little bit on value systems, and the value systems are just rock solid. They are aligned with their vision and what it's going to create. So the fifth distinction is leaders are change masters. And what do I mean by that? So I started to touch on that they create something out of nothing. Change masters are visionaries. Visionaries are ones that see the possibilities. It's how we've created, you know, telephones, cell phones, the Wright brothers and Amelia Earhart, how they forged their way and they created something that no one else even thought was possible. Think about that. That takes so much courage. It takes so much vulnerability, because within that, they're willing to fail. And it's really not failure, because I remember seeing or reading a quote from Einstein where someone walked up to him and said, "How you do it? You fail 10,000 times. And he said, "I never thought of it as failure. I thought of it more as feedback," because he was learning from everything that he had done. And what wasn't working, he set aside. So he leaned into what was working, and that's what he developed as a leader in his field of science. So there's leaders everywhere. The sixth distinction is leaders are risk takers. They are people that they don't hide. They're not afraid to hear someone say something. You know, if you've ever been into a situation where you're creating something and they're like, "What are you doing that for? Or who do you think you are?" Or, you know, you've tried it before and it didn't work. And how that can play on your confidence, how that can play on your identity. And, you know, if someone is looking at you as a failure, but you're like, "No, I just haven't figured it out yet. I still have more in me to give, and I'm willing to go all the way." So the seventh leadership distinction is leaders are responsible for it all. And what do I mean by that? I mean 100%. It's not 99, it's 100%. Leaders are seeing the impact that they can make. They're not willing to wait for it to happen. They're going to forge their way and make it a reality, make it their creation, help to build this vision into a reality that others get to benefit from. Because let's face it, leaders are true servants. They are ones that are bringing their heart forward. They're bringing their energy. They're putting everything into what they're doing to really create a life that's going to better someone else in the future because they're futuristic, they're visionaries, right? So distinction number eight is leaders are expert communicators. They are so good at listening. And I was reading a book by Stephen Covey, and one of the things that popped out of that book about leadership is that we are to listen first to understand and then be understood. So they read the room. They will connect according to how the room is and the way that they show up and be able to speak into possibilities, speak into the problems, be able to speak in to how can we solve the problem and be able to convey that in a very clear and concise way that's easy for other people to understand. So, in leadership number nine, leaders see obstacles as opportunities. This is where it gets fun, because where we resist, we persist as leaders. We get to look at this obstacle as a gift. And it's, oh my gosh, so this happened. So this is feedback. So I'm seeing what's not working and I'm seeing what is possible to create and to make it work. And then I also get to listen to the feedback around me and hear what am I hearing that can help me solve the problem. So it's a very dynamic step in leadership because most people will give up. They'll try things a couple times and then they will like quit, right? Because it didn't work the first time or maybe even the third time. But I go back to Einstein. Can you imagine 10,000 experiments until he finally figured it out? Now that's resilience. I love that. It's such a beautiful quality. The 10th distinction is leaders are very wise thinkers. They use their experience, they use the things that they have done in life to aid themselves in being able to look at things from a different perspective. And when we look at things from a different perspective, and it might even be an internal perspective, right? Where we go, oh, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I'm capable. And then flip it and say, this could be interesting. What is the possibility that it would turn out? What is the possibility that I can create something that no one else has created, or that I can enhance in something that's already in place and make it even better? And when we're looking at this wisdom, there is a heightened level of awareness and a calmness and a maturity, an intellectual maturity that comes from being a wise leader. Because you have those experiences underneath your belt that you can use as kind of like tools in the tool shed, and you can bring them out in a way where they just fit in the puzzle piece to create and move the needle in the direction that you want it to. The 11th distinction of leadership is they have incredible strength and character. The thing that comes to mind is courage. How courageous that you get to be as a leader, to step into your identity, to step in and own who you are and what you do, and lead other people down the path to be able to bring them up in their excellence as well. Because we learn from each other, we have the ability to share something so special with those around us. And, being able to see someone accomplish something builds faith in other people, right? So that character as a leader, to forge through the things that are uncomfortable, to forge through the things that might hold so many other people back. It reminds me of the story of David in the Bible, which is one of my favorite stories. In that story, here is a young teen who was out in the field tending sheep. He was fighting bears and lions. And his brothers, he was the youngest of all of his brothers, all of his older brothers were out on the battlefield fighting Goliath or standing guard as the Philistines were mocking them. And he was someone who just had this confidence of who he knew he was. He went out into the field, and because his father sent him on an errand, it was a simple errand. He was supposed to bring his brothers something to eat. So he's in front of the Philistines, or in front of the soldiers, the Israelite soldiers, and he's like, "Who is this that defiles my God?" As a teen, I think about that, as a teen. And he was already in leadership. He went straight to the source. He went to the king. He goes, "I'll fight him." He had this immense boldness, this character of boldness in him, where he wasn't going to let anybody defile his God. And can you imagine, as a young man, looking into all the eyes of these adults and not caring what they said, not caring that he might actually, be beaten down verbally before he even goes into battle. And then the king wanted to put on everything that was uncomfortable, and he was so confident in himself that he could say, "Nope, all I need is my sling and a rock," because he knew exactly how to use the tools that he'd already been trained for. And in the character of David, it only took one rock to slay the giant. And I look at, if I was a teen and I was in that position, it's like, man, I don't know, how strong would I be in that situation to be able to fight my Goliath, my giant? So the last distinction of leadership is developing leadership in others. When we develop ourselves, we automatically are developing other people because we learn from each other. And if we can develop a skill, a leadership skill, that is so defined and is so ingrained into our being, we're going to affect the world in a way of being change makers. And that is the ripple effect. That is the thing that is going to cause this world to be a better world. The better we can be, the better we can make other people by influence, by character, by our value systems, by our clear intentions, by where we put our heart, and being 100% responsible for who we are and how we impact the world is what true leadership is all about. I want to thank you so much for joining me here. I so enjoyed the comments from all of you. I hope this landed, and I hope this blessed you today, and I hope this is something that will inspire you to be a better leader. Thank you so much.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session. As we transition to our next expert, remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.